So we left off yesterday with the combination of two different sugyas converging together. So the first part of the sugya was the issue of bana be'itzdeva, the person who constructs a platform on the part of the, at least a small part of the sukkah, in order to raise the ground level to be within 20 amos. So the Gemara said that's okay, but there was machlekes between Rashi and Rabbeinu Yeshaya just how much of the sukkah is okay. According to Rashi, the entire sukkah is okay, because once you're machsha that 7x7 small area, then the rest of the sukkah is covered by the din of psal hayyitzim in a sukkah. Anything that's extending out of the sukkah is acceptable. Rabbeinu Yeshaya put the brakes and said, no, psal hayyitzim in a sukkah only applies when the schach that you're sitting on, the schach kosher. Here, the schach above 20 amos is schach posel, so it's not subject to that kula of psal hayyitzim in a sukkah, to which the Rush defended Rashi by saying, who said that tzchach above 20 is tzchach posel? Nothing intrinsically wrong with it. It's not positioned properly, but it's not tzchach posel. So that Rashi we were able to accept. We were able to, you know, swallow that Rashi that you could be machshir the entire sukkah. And then the Gemara began to build other itztabos in other places, which made things even more complicated. The Gemara presented the possibility of building an itztabos in such a way where we have to rely on dofen akumah. So we had that diagram, we had our... I was the one wall, this was the other wall, we had a wall over here, and I built an itztava right smack in the middle, and at first glance, it's not acceptable. There are no walls to the sukkah. So the answer is, well, there are walls to the sukkah, because we have an itztava, a platform of 7x7, and there are walls off to the sides, but the walls off to the sides are far away from the itztava. It depends how far they are. If they're within Dalet Amos away, so then we can invoke the halacha Moshe Messina of Dofen Akuma. We bend over the wall a little bit, and we connect the wall to the kosher schach in the middle, and we're okay. We can salvage that sukkah as well. But now the question becomes to combine yesterday's shiur and what we just spoke about now, namely, when we say that we're going to build a sukkah based on a combination of itztava with the dofen akuma, would Rashi say we could sit in the entire sukkah as well? Or Ben Yeshaya, he wouldn't have come to too cold for Ben Yeshaya this morning. He wouldn't come to the shiur. They're irrelevant to him. So according to Ben Yeshaya, you can only sit literally on the itztava ever. There's no psal hayyitzim in a sukkah is not relevant here. But according to Rashi and the Rush, who invoked the principle of psal hayyitzim in a sukkah, in the case where there was no dofen akuma, would they go so far as to say it even in a case of dofen akuma as well? So the Rush takes a stand on this. The Rush at the end of the third of the Rambam Kamos. So the Rush in the very last line, bottom line of the third of the Rambam Kamos, says the Rush, in the case where we're building an itztava of 7 tefachim, and it's far away from the walls, but not quite that far away, it's within Dalet Amos, says the Rush, v'lo hichshi Rashi kol ha-sukkah. Forget it, says the Rush, the Rashi would never accept the entire sukkah. Sherei ein lo schach, says, it's like sitting under no schach. Forget about kosher schach, apol schach. There's no schach, you're not sitting under schach, why? Kaven deron, it says schach, ilu kosel akum. What's the whole idea of dofen akuma? That we're bending over the wall. So what we're saying is that all the schach that used to be schach is no longer schach. It's wall. So says the Rush, that's a joke. How could anybody, even the biggest maker Rashi, let you sit under a wall? So according to the Rush, what seems to be happening is as follows. Here I have my wall. This is one of my walls. And I have my platform. And there's a big problem, because there's no connection between my wall and my platform. So I have to bend over the wall somehow. I have to invoke the Lachor Sinir bending of the wall. So I do that, great. Comes the Lachor Sinir and says, I can do this. But you thought that you had a straight wall, and schach. No, you don't have that. You have a bent over wall. Because you have a bent over wall, now that wall is mitzuruf, that wall is connected to the itzel, everything is great. But you want to sit here? You want to sit under the bent over wall? That's impossible, says the Rush. You're sitting under a wall, you're not sitting under a schach. So even Rashi would concede that would be a problem. So yes, there's a shittas Rashi, the psal hayyitzim in a sukkah can salvage even past the itztava proper. But no, says the Rush, in a case we're invoking dofen akuma, that's going to put the brakes even on Rashi's shittas, the psal hayyitzim in a sukkah, because it's inconceivable to sit under a wall. Notwithstanding what the Rush says, v'das Rashi, there are Rishonim who say that according to Rashi, you can even, quote-unquote, sit under the wall. You can even sit under a dofen akuma. If you take a look at the fourth of the Rambam Kamos, so the Ritva, on the fourth of the Rambam Kamos, Pachas b'kain k'shera, when there's less than dalat amas between the itztava and the wall. Uparishna b'shem d'armina dofen akuma. The Gemara explains that we say dofen akuma. Upirish Rashi shadofen akuma v'shaderach kosla misakim pachas b'yaba amas. That since the halacha b'shem sinim dofen akuma is, since it's normal for walls to bend a little bit, dino kischach gomor umutol lishtamish tachtov, says the Ritva b'das Rashi, you can even sit under the area that a minute ago we just labeled as dofen akuma. Sheroin kilu niskay v'dofen b'sofa le'itzdeva v'yaschach lamata b'yasrim v'shein ki v'bayish she'nifcha she'iyav sh'lishtamish tachas el sopachas v'yabam v'sh'yaschach posel hu. So comes the Ritva and says, according to Rashi, the Ritva doesn't say he buys into Rashi, but according to Rashi, you can sit even under the dofen akuma. So going back to our itzdeva in the middle, here's our wall, we bent over our wall, says the Ritva or the Rashi, you can sit right here. I'm looking up, I'm looking at halachic dofen, I'm looking at wall, dofen akuma, that's okay. What in the world is going on, this machlokus in the Rashi and the Ritva? And again, this particular case is so unlikely, it's so bizarre. It's the fellow whose sukkah is above 20. He put an itzvah there and didn't put the itzvah where he should have put it. He's got him over a line, dofen akuma. The guy's crazy, guy, that's never going to happen, you're never going to see. I've never seen such a sukkah, you're never going to see such a sukkah. But what is the point of contention between the Rashi and the Ritva? So the Nekudas HaMachlek is fundamental, is basic, and it touches on the very essence of Dofen Akuma, which is very, very relevant for us. There are many, many sukkahs that are built today invoking the principles of Dofen Akuma. I was this past Chol HaMoed sukkahs, so somebody called me up frantic, if I can come and take a look at their sukkah. I'm always nervous to look at a sukkah on Chol HaMoed. Look at it before you're up there, at least if there's anything wrong, you can fix it. I can come and look at a sukkah on Hoshana Rabbah. I mean, what are you going to tell the person? You tell the person it's good, if it's no good, you tell them it's no good, they have to fix the sukkah. It's very uncomfortable. But I went to look at the sukkah. So there was some issue on the sukkah, but Baruch Hashem for Dofen Akuma. So we pulled Dofen Akuma out of my back pocket, and we were machshir the sukkah based on Dofen Akuma. Then I realized afterwards why the person asked me to come and look at it, because their son-in-law was coming for the end of Yom Tov, so they wanted to make sure that it was up to 100% up to par. I guess now I'm in that parsha that I instead I appreciate, you know, son-in-law comes, a whole different ballgame. Okay, anyway, get back to the story. So what is the point of contention? What is the Nekudas HaMachlokes between the Rashi and the Ritva as to whether we can literally let you sit under a Dofen Akuma? So there is a fundamental Machlekes have shown him what are the mechanics of Dofen Akuma. Everybody agrees, we have a halacha b'shem Sinai called Dofen Akuma. And everybody agrees what the words mean. Dofen, the wall. Akuma is going to be bent. But there are two ways of understanding what that means to bend walls. So let's leave that itztavas right now. Let's talk about plain and simple Dofen Akuma. I have a wall of a sukkah, and I have some schach puzzle over here. This used to be an itztava, we'll now make it a schach puzzle. I have schach puzzle over here. It's 3.9 amos. So I'm entitled to the halacha b'shem Sinai. So I'm going to bend the wall. What do the words mean, I'm going to bend the wall? So different Rishonim describe the bending in different ways. Some Rishonim say, bending the wall means this. That's what bending the wall. I thought I had a straight wall. Now I have a wall that comes up to a right angle, and it's still wall. The good news is that it touches chach posel. So remember, this whole thing is chach posel. It touches, it overrides the chach posel. And now it touches the schach kosher. So dofen akuma means bend over the top. Don't view this as schach posel. View it as a wall. Bend it over. And now the schach kosher begins over here. So that's one technical meaning of dofen akuma. Literally, the top of the wall is bent. There's a whole other way of understanding what dofen akuma means. We're not bending over tops of walls. You know what we're doing? Very simple. Remember, this is a schach posel. Schach kosher starting with my hands. Here's the dofen akuma. Well, the Leaning Tower of Pisa pshat means the wall of the sukkah is bent. Namely, the wall is at a diagonal. The wall is not straight with a right angle on top. Dofen akuma, akum just means bent. So something can be bent this way. Something can be bent this way. So if this is the pshat that I'm bending over the wall of the sukkah this way, then everything's great. So I've sidelined this chach posel. The chach posel is basically out of the sukkah. This chach kosher starts over here, and I have it here. I have a connection between the wall and this chach. So according to everybody, I have to pull some kind of a stunt up here, halacha. It has to be some kind of a chiddush of halacha mashinei of dofen akuma. Because if not for the chiddush of dofen akuma, in a million years, I never would have said the wall is this, I never would have said the wall is that. But chach nemer halacha mashinei called dofen akuma, but it's unclear what exactly is the mechanism of dofen akuma. Is the wall bending this way? Is the wall bending this way? Enough. According to the first version of Dofen Akuma, basically what used to be schach is being called wall. That is the essence of the halacha of Har Sinai. You thought you had schach in front of you, schach pos, whatever you wanted to call it, it's now called wool. The mechanism of Dofen Akuma is relying on this formula, there's a scientific formula on the board that says schach now has been transformed, schach equals wool. According to the second version of Dofen Akuma, that didn't happen. Nothing was changed. We just moved the tippy top of the wall a little bit, so nothing was transformed. Schach is schach, wall is wall. We just moved the wall. Why is that important for our purposes? Comes the rush in the Sugi Mitzvah and says, it is inconceivable to sit under a halachic wall. That's impossible. How could you ever let a person sit under something that was just transformed as wall? If the halacha of Moshe Mishinai dictates that what used to be schach is now called a wall, you can't have your cake and eat it. You can't turn around and say, I want to use halacha Moshe Sinai to be machshir the sukkah because I want to move over the wall a little bit. I want to bend over the wall to connect the schach to the yitzhava. And then at the same breath say, oh, and by the way, I want to sit under what used to be schach that's now wall. But it's wall now. The very essence of halacha Moshe Sinai turned it into being a wall. Once it's a wall, it's over. It's history. It can't sit there anymore.
Rabbi, isn't there a third possibility that we're doing bittul on that strip of schach pasul?
Well, it's hard to use. The Gemara doesn't use the phrase bittul. Bittul means when you have a lot of schach, you have a lot of schach kosher, a little bit of schach pasul. So that's called potentially bittul. But we're up here. Here, it's not. The Gemara never uses the term bittul. The Gemara says dofen akuma. Something happened to the wall. It's some kind of a change in the wall. Whether the wall became schach, whether the wall bent. So it's not really the parsha bittul. It's a little bit of a different halacha. So according to the first understanding of dofen akuma, that what used to be schach is now called wall. The game's over. You can never ever sit there. You can tell me psali yes, but from today till tomorrow, you can't sit under a wall. And that's exactly what the Rosh said. That once we're building an itztava and having the itztava away, far away from the walls, and you're forcing yourself to rely upon Dofen Akuma, the minute you invoke Dofen Akuma, that prevents you from sitting under that area. That's the Rosh Hashita. And the Ritva says no. The Ritva says, why is that impossible? The Ritva says that if you hold that Dofen Akuma simply means to bend the wall, okay, I bent the wall a little bit. Halachically, I bent the wall. I could still sit here. Api halacha, the schach is still in place. Wait a second.
What is that schach? When you bend over the wall.
Oh, well, we're going to say, wait a second. So comes the Ritva and says, just because you bent the wall, you didn't really bend it, you just moved it to a diagonal, you could still technically sit under that schach. Now, wait a second. Would the Ritva ever say that you can sit under regular Dofen Akuma? Imagine a normal case of Dofen Akuma, not the case of the Yitztava, where you have a literal schach posel. Would the Ritva ever say you could sit under normal Dofen Akuma? No, the Ritva would never say that, because you can't sit under schach posel. But let's not forget, the schach above 20 amos, this is Rashi Shita. Rashi, against Rabbeinu Yeshaya, Rashi and the Rosh held that schach above 20 amos is not schach posel. It's schach kosher, that's misplaced. It's schach kosher, that's in the wrong area. It's too high up, but it's not called schach posel. So since, according to Rashi Lishitaso, that schach above 20 is still called schach kosher, there's nothing wrong with sitting under it. Ah, you're sitting on the wall? Vishtay, where does it say you're sitting on the wall? You have a misunderstanding of what Dofen Akuma is. You think Dofen Akuma means that schach became wall. So this machlekes, again, this is all within Shita's Rashi. According to Rabbeinu Yeshaya, who says you can never invoke Saliyot Ben Sukkah by schach above 20 because it's called schach posel, so the game is over, there's nothing to discuss. But within Shita's Rashi, in the Rosh from yesterday, that schach above 20 is still called schach kosher, can you then go and sit under it in light of the fact that you're invoking Dofen Akuma? It depends what you think Dofen Akuma is.
Are we extending Rashi beyond the case of above 20 amos to be a regis chach with Dofen Akuma and to extract Rashi into our situation?
Rashi only said his statement in the sugya of Itztava, and the Ritva puts the brakes on it and says it only makes sense by Itztava because the schach is still called schach kosher. Once you invoke regular Dofen Akuma, the case where Ibizi has to look at the ledge of a house, which is real schach posel, there's no way you could sit on the schach posel. Even with all the Dofen Akumas in the world, you can't sit on the schach posel.
Right, so in our case, using Rashi's hadracha as far as understanding how to use schach, with Dofen Akuma, it may be Rashi would agree that you can't sit under that area.
No, but that was Bachleg's Rashi in the Ritva.
Right.
That's exactly.
I don't understand that. That's why I'm getting.
So I'm saying that if you hold like the Ritva, the Dofen Akuma didn't change the Schach to become wall. It just tilted the wall a little bit. Why can't I sit here? I'm sitting on this Schach kosher. There's nothing wrong.
I'm having a hard time understanding it. It's tilted wall. So we don't call it bent wall, call it tilted.
No, but you call it whatever, but what didn't happen was the schach didn't lose its shame schach. If you hold the bent wall shot, then the schach lost its shame schach. If you hold the bent, the tilted wall, nothing happened to schach. Dofen Akuma, to put it into Lomdisha terms, is Dofen Akuma did in the Dofen, or is Dofen Akuma did in the Schach? If you go the bent pshat, so Dofen Akuma is a din in the Schach. Schach loses its shame. Schach becomes wall. If you hold that it's merely tilted wall, then nothing happened. The Schach is intact the same way it was. All that happened was the Dofen changed. So since the Schach is still intact, and it's kosher Schach above 20, it's Rashi Oji could have said there.
But what if it was a real bent, and you had kosher schach, but a bent wall? So you're sitting underneath the bent wall, and you're sitting in the schach.
I'm sitting, I'm still sitting under kosher schach.
Even if it was a real bent wall.
Yeah. You mean if it would be a real, like truly bent? Yeah, no.
So imagine that's what I'm having for. Imagine
right. Okay. So that's the nekuda that you're both asking. You're saying that l'chaor the Ritva is still shver. Even if the Ritva is willing to call Dofen Akuma tilting, why don't you say it's tilting, and the schach hasn't been touched? The schach is still kosher, but you're sitting under a structure of wall, which is on top of the wall, is schach kosher. That's okay. That's a takug kasha. I didn't understand the kasha. That's a shtag kasha. So the chora, you see for the Ritva Chiddush that Dofen Akuma doesn't change the reality. Dofen Akuma doesn't make it really, truly, like a city. I'm still sitting on the schach. That din that I can't have a dovra mafsik between me and the schach, that means a physical dovra mafsik. A halachic dovra mafsik, just a make-believe hocus-pocus, halacha Moshe Mesinai, that's not called a dovra mafsik between me and the schach. According to the Rosh, that Dofen Akuma means that the schach is not schach anymore. That's the very essence of halacha Mesinai, that I can't sit under it. But according to the Ritva, the schach still has a shame schach. It's just that we superimposed a tilted wall under it. Since that tilted wall is not really there, it's just make-believe there, that's not enough to disqualify the stuff. You have to say that according to
the Ritva. Right. I mean, it would be much easier to grasp if Ritva would have said he's taking the schach and attaching it to the wall instead of taking the wall and attaching it to the schach.
Okay.
Because in essence, you wind up with that.
Okay, so in the end of the day, even according to Ritva, you're sitting under a tilted wall. The question is this machloikis, this nuance, is doifin akuma, this, is doifin akuma, this. I mean, in the end of the day, does it make any real difference except for the crazy case of the itzdava? Is there any real nafkamina? So the Rishonim discussed this, some very real potential nafkaminas to the shayla. But before we get to the real nafkaminas, what should the din be? Do we have any rayas from the Gemara itself, what the din should be?
Let's say that case, like where you have a tilted wall that's made out of kosher schach.
That's a whole other story. That's a sugi about building a teepee. That's a sugi in the second back about a teepee. It's a mechalik satanoim. And we got to wait till we get to the second back, which is a good way of saying we're not going to talk about it. If I say it, that'd be a good thing. So come to Rishonim and try to bring rayas one way or the other. What is doifin akuma? Is it bent on top? Is it tilted wall? What's going on? So the Mishnah tells us later on in the first Berachah Maseches Sukkah that the din of Dofen Akuma only applies to Schach Posel. It does not apply to Avir. It doesn't apply to air. So what would the din be if I have a wall? And rather than having Schach Posel over here, I have nothing over here. My Schach Kosher begins a few feet out. Can we salvage that Sukkah now? So the Mishnah says
Dalet Amos is the measure between the wall and the Schach.
Well, that's the Shia for Dofen Akuma. So that's when you have schach posel. That's the shi of the
Aramis. What would be the measure of the gap between the wall and the schach?
If there's air, yes, that's what the Mishnah says. The Mishnah says the gap is 3 tefachim. If it's less than 3 tefachim, then you can say lavud solves the world's problems. But that's also halacha Moshe Sinai. But if it's more than lavud, more than 3 tefachim, then you're out of business. Then the sukkah is not kosher. And the reason is clear for the Gemara that the halacha Moshe Sinai of Dofen Akuma was only said by schach posel. It wasn't said by Avir. Avir is one kind of psul, Schach Posel is another kind of psul, and Kach Nemar Lach Moshe Sinai only by one, not by the other. So the Ran begins to try to analyze that phenomenon. Why is that so? Why is that true? Why is it conceptually that the halacha of Moshe Sinai of Dorf and Akuma only makes sense when you're dealing with Schach Pasol, but not when you're dealing with airspace? Says the Ran, if you hold that the halacha of Moshe Sinai of Dorf and Akuma means we simply bend the wall over, we tilt the wall a little bit, says the Ran, so what's the difference? Why should the existence of Schach Pasol, why should the existence of air, why should that prevent me from tilting the wall over? The wall could tilt. That's the way. If the architects build a wall that tilts, it tilts. If the halacha says that the wall tilts, it tilts. Who cares what's on the top? Who cares whether it's airspace, whether it's chach pasul? If it tilts, it tilts. It should be okay. So we should find that the same shi of da'anama should apply to airspace. But, says the Ran, if you hold that the nature of Daifin Akuma is such that the comes the Torah and says that what you thought used to be Schach Pasol now becomes wall, namely there's a tziruf between Schach Pasol and wall, we can take Schach Pasol and say, oh yeah, this is not really Schach Pasol, it's really, really just wall. So I understand that connection. I understand you can turn Schach Pasol into wall. This is building material. That's building material. I connect between the two. Air is commanda lesa. Air doesn't exist. So if you tell me that the halacha Moshe Sinai of Dofen Akuma is presupposing that you're bending over the wall and connecting the wall to the Schach Pasol, and now the wall is taking over and swallowing up the Schach Pasol, so I understand that the wall could only swallow up the Schach Pasol when the two are connected to one another. But if there's airspace doesn't exist, there's nothing there, so what's the airspace going to do? It's going to turn air? That's already too much of a nace. You want to tell me you can turn Schach Pasol into wall? That I can buy. You want to tell me you can turn air into wall? That doesn't exist. That doesn't make any sense. So comes the Ran and says, oh, what are you going to tell me? You can tell me you're going to bend, and then you're just going to pick up from the Schach Kosher? Since where? What? The whole Dofen Akuma means that you have to be able to take Schach Pasol and call it, transform it into being a wall. So says the Ran, from the very fact that the halacha Moshe Sinai is limited to Schach Pasol, doesn't apply to Avir, that itself indicates to us what the nature of the halacha Moshe Sinai is. And the nature of the halacha Moshe Sinai is such that it's bent on top, not just merely tilted. So that's what the Ran says. If you take a look at the fifth of the Ram Kamos, Pachas Daladam's Ksheira, says the Ran, the Arminan Dofen Akuma. Upeirish dofen akuma. Let me tell you what dofen akuma is. Sharoin ki ilu ha dofen nekam, uki ilu haschach kulo shemin ha dofen v'ad itzdva hu ha dofen. That was the key bit. The schach became dofen. Eloshen is akim. Just that it bends a little bit on top. Shkin darkach of ksob is akim because walls do bend a little bit on top. Aval ef shalafarish. Don't explain roin ki ilu ha dofen niskarev l'schach. Don't say that the wall moved over to the schach. Maybe it just leaned over to the schach. The ihochi, if that's the case, the other version of the Dofen Akuma, Heichi Amin on the Kamon, how come the Gemishah says later on, the Avra Filim and Atzad Posel B'Shloisha, that if you have airspace on the edge of the sukkah by the wall, it disqualifies with three tefachim. Neima, what do we just say? Rowan Adofen Kilin Iskarev. V'loyei Posel Dal Namas. Says, what happened to Dofen Akuma? So the answer is, you can't say Dofen Akuma unless you have two physical things to connect to transform one to another. That's the Ran's right. So notwithstanding the Ran's right, we already saw some Hashem disagree. The Ritva clearly disagrees. We'll see hopefully Hashem on Friday. The Torah disagrees with the Ran and learns the other pshat. The Dofen Akuma really does tilt the wall, doesn't bend the top, doesn't transform the schach to become wall. So if so, why is it that it doesn't work for Avir? The Ran's raya seems to be a raya brura. So one of the Gedolei Achorim, the base mayor, says he doesn't understand the Raya Bechlau. Says the base mayor, where did the din of Dofen Akuma come from? It was Halacha Moshe Sinai Dofen Akuma. He said, it's not a Svara. Nobody thought of this on their own. It's Halacha Moshe Sinai. Says the base mayor, since when do we ask kashas on Halacha Moshe Sinai? Says the base mayor, Chidushu v'ein lecha ala chidushai. Kach nemra Halacha Moshe Sinai, that Dofen Akuma works in Schach Pasol and it doesn't work on Avir. It doesn't fit into your logical categories. Since when do we apply pure human logic to Halacha Moshe Sinai? Logic is one area of Halacha. Certain didn't we do derive based on Svaras, and certain things are Chiddushei Torah. So you're going to sit around and ask your kash. That's like ask your kash on Paraduma. How come it's Mataris, Tabeim, Mataris? It doesn't make any sense. It must be wrong. What are we doing? Kach yaloch, kach nemer aloch, it's a chayk. So it says the Beis Meir, the whole essence of Dofen Akuma was halacha moshe mesinai. Eilu chabal chidusho. Aye, it doesn't seem to fit into your logic why it works here and doesn't work there. That's the way it is. Kach nemer aloch. So when all the dust settles, we're still not sure what Dofen Akuma really is. We know we have a machlokes, the Ritva and the Rosh in our sugya within Das Rashi. We know that the Ran has taken a stand on Dofen Akuma and attempted to prove one way. We know that the Beis Meir rejected the proof, but we're still not sure my Nafkamino really, really, truly. I mean, the only Nafkamino we came up with was the Machloikis, the Ritva, and the Rosh, Aliba the Shittas Rashi, who we may or may not even follow. Do we have any more real Nafkaminas for us, any more practical Nafkaminas for us, whether Dofen Akuma bends over tops or whether Dofen Akuma tilts over the sides of the wall? Hopefully that's for the next year. So we'll see that there's a major Nafkamina, a very, very real Nafkamina Halacha Maisa that's going to emanate from this Machlokes Rishonim. So we have two different ways of understanding Dofen Akuma. It's playing out in our sugya in somewhat more of a theoretical sense. Hopefully that's for the next year. We'll see how it plays out for us in a little bit more practical sense as well.